In a bold new move, the Australian government is taking aim at some of the world's most powerful tech companies, Meta, Google, and TikTok, with a proposed tax designed not to raise revenue, but to force their hand. Set to take effect on January 1, 2026, the legislation targets digital platforms that rake in more than $250 million Australian dollars, about USD $159 million, in annual Australian revenue, yet do not strike commercial deals with local news publishers to compensate them for the use of their content. The measure marks the latest escalation in Australia's ongoing battle to level the playing field between news media and digital giants. Since the introduction of the 2021 News Media Bargaining Code, a world-first law that sought to require tech firms to pay news outlets, Australia has positioned itself as a global test case for tech regulation in the media landscape. While Google and Meta initially struck some deals with publishers under pressure from that code, tensions have flared again. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones made clear that the new tax is not primarily about revenue generation. "This is a leverage mechanism," he stated. "If these companies benefit from the news industry, they should contribute to it. It's about fairness and sustainability." A power struggle over journalism's future at the heart of this measure is a deeper debate about the sustainability of journalism in a digital-first world. As traditional newsrooms shrink and local journalism suffers, critics argue that the lion's share of digital advertising revenue has been absorbed by social media platforms and search engines, often using snippets of the very journalism they don't pay for. Meta's decision in 2023 to stop hosting news on Facebook and Instagram in Australia only intensified the feud. The company argued that news has little value on its platforms and pointed to declining user engagement with news-related content. Media advocates, however, saw the move as a thinly veiled attempt to avoid financial obligations. Google, meanwhile, has maintained some agreements with larger Australian publishers, but smaller outlets say they're still being left out, undermining the very intent of the original bargaining code. A global signal, the proposed tax is expected to reverberate far beyond Australia. Countries such as Canada, the US, and members of the European Union are grappling with similar questions. Should tech platforms be compelled to financially support journalism? And if they refuse, how should governments respond? Australia's approach is increasingly being watched as a blueprint or a warning sign, depending on one's perspective. Supporters see it as a necessary correction to big tech's market dominance. Detractors, including the tech companies themselves, warn that overreach could reduce services, stifle innovation, or lead platforms to withdraw from smaller markets. What happens next? The details of the tax's implementation remain under development, including how much companies will be required to pay and how compliance will be measured. But what's clear is that Australia is prepared to use its regulatory muscle. As newsrooms continue to battle declining ad revenue, and as misinformation spreads unchecked on platforms that increasingly avoid curating news, the stakes are high. This latest move could force a reckoning not just for Meta, Google, and TikTok, but for the future of journalism in the digital age. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.